It just feels odd because I was such a nicey-nicey, pleasey-pleasey, everyone's great.
Yeah, well, there's a clue before. Right there.
But then I get worried because then I think that because I still have the ideas that that's being nice to everybody, that's the good person, and that's the person who I would want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I feel like I'm more myself, and I feel like I'm a bitch, and I hate everybody. Like, how crap is this thing?
So can you stop worrying about it?
I'm trying. But then my mind kind of just, it keeps going, and then yeah. I've noticed as well, I've seen my judgments of other people.
Yeah, but can you stop worrying about it?
I can try.
So if you've lived your whole life the other way, being nice because the idea is you should be nice, that's what nice people do, they're nice, then obviously this is a balancing out. Obviously, I don't think there's any question that this is a coming to reality. That it's not good enough to be somewhat genuinely and somewhat artificially nice. It has to be all real. And to get there from whatever degree before was genuine and whatever degree was artificial or socially conditioned, to get beyond the social conditioned part, you've got to pass through other states, other moods that aren't about being nice because mom says so or society says so. And that's obviously what you're going through. So just wait. It's everything is writing itself into a more real fashion. So that you're not phony nice, you're just who you really are. The phoniness is wearing off. Whatever degree was phony, even if it was 1% socially conditioned, that needs to wear off, and it sounds like that's what's happening. But then you have to pass through other moods and states and feelings of behavior that you're not particularly familiar with or used to. That's the price. A little bit of bitch won't hurt you. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
It's a course correction. You can't live the rest of your life being nice because you're supposed to be. Sooner or later, you'll get very angry. Sooner or later, you'll want to smack everybody. Because it's been imposed to whatever degree. To whatever degree. It might be even 1%. Even that has to go. So that whatever is real for you can be the whole deal. Instead of any conditioned part that isn't the real you. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's good news. It's good. It's a good set of circumstances and nothing to worry about.
Okay.
But you have to endure the passage. But in the meantime, take no prisoners. Enjoy it. Do you have spiritual practices you do on a regular basis? If so, what are they? It's a tough question. It would be difficult for me to explain it to you.
Why? Curious to know why.
That's what I'm trying to find the words for.
I see.